I left it in here.
Where was I at? Oh, yes. I was talking with you about town and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, foreign countries, the Irish come from where?
Ireland.
And where's Paris?
In France.
And Vladivostok is in?
In,
Well, Moscow.
Oh, well, now, Moscow is from, Russia. But now, the other word, I tell you the reason I was thinking, my son was stationed in a little town, and the name, when you said that, made me think of the name that he used so much when he come home, but he didn't go to Russia. But he was in a little town, one of those smaller towns that the Americans stayed in.
Yes.
And that, your name, what's some of those little foreign?
Leningrad, Vladivostok?
No, little states, like we say a state here, little countries, I say not town, countries. It was a country. Say some of them, not Sweden, not Ireland.
Brussels?
No. No, it's
Germany,
a country.
West Germany.
No, another one. It's over that close to Germany.
Luxembourg?
Uh-huh. Yeah. He was there a lot, and there was a town or something like that he would talk about when he come home.
Okay, now people who don't go to church, you say they don't believe in?
They're infidels. Ones that are infidels that don't believe in anything.
Well, they don't believe in?
Christ. They don't believe the... Don't believe in our Christian religion, I reckon we'd say. They're infidels, aren't they? Unbelievers. Unbelievers are infidels.
Okay, now some of the churches around here might be Church of Christ or Church of...
Church of Christ, Church of God. Oh, we have so many.
You got a Church of God?
Yeah, we got a Church of Christ, Church of God, Christian,
okay.
Oh, I don't know how many.
Now, tonight you said your son, your grandson will be delivering the... The what? The preacher delivers a...
Sermon.
Okay. Now, when you were young, they used to tell you that if you didn't behave, this fellow was going to come and get you.
Boogerman. Boogerman.
Okay. Other names for him?
I don't know, but I used...
What about the guy with the pitchfork? You used to...
That's what I was fixing to say, but every time they'd say Boogerman, I would picture the devil, you know. I could just picture that booger man looking at the devil. But I don't know whether that had much effect on me or not.
Okay, now somebody asks you to go somewhere, you say, well, I'll go if you insist, but
I'd say I don't give a hoot about going. If I didn't really want to go, I don't want to go, I can't go. There's so many things to say to that.
I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather stay at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather go somewhere else. There'd be so many things you could say about that.
When you see somebody you hadn't seen in a while, what might you say to them?
I said, oh my dear, I am so happy to see you.
Okay. And?
Been so long, and you're looking so well, and it could be a lie well told, because it could not have been looked as old as old. Old as Methuselah, couldn't it?
If you hadn't seen somebody in... If you saw a friend you hadn't seen in a while, what might you ask him?
I'd say, well, how have you been? If I hadn't been writing to him, and then I said, well, how have you been and where have you been? So, because I have a lot of friends that do like me, they got the hot foot, you see. So,
okay. When you introduce to a stranger, you might ask him,
where are you from? I always say, where are you from and who are you kin to? Because I want to know who they are and I want to know where they lived and where they been. Nine times out of ten, you're going to meet somebody that knows somebody. Did you know that? It's a little world. Go ahead. Little world.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody owned 500 acres, you'd say, how much land would that be?
Well, it would be a farm. It would be a...
500 acres?
It would be a big farm.